in on this.
Hello.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. I don't know if you can hear me.
Hi, Karen. I can hear you, but I don't think you can hear me.
I can hear you, actually. Yes.
Oh, no.
I can hear you. Yes, I hear a bunch of typing, though. Somebody's really busy. Okay.
The technology is...
I can hear...
You're hearing the fire. It was supposed to pause and stop, and it didn't. And sometimes technology is just an adventure.
Wow. So, how interesting is
welcome
that?
Welcome to Spark Radio. And the good news is I can edit it if necessary. So I'm going explain to my wonderful listeners, that sometimes technology gives us, let's just say, a chance to problem solve and troubleshoot, which is what happened today with the technology on my end. And I want to thank my guest, Dr. Karen Lubin, for being so patient as we managed to connect right as the show intro was playing. So thank you all for being here, for coming to or back to Spark to find more strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge to ignite a positive change in your life. And I am very excited to introduce you to Dr. Karen Lubin. And actually, she's going to introduce herself in just a moment. If you're here with us live, we'll open the phone lines and cross our fingers that the technology works for the rest of today. And you can also, I'll share information, for how to connect with Karen following the interview. If you already know about Karen and that's what brought you here today, I hope you brought your questions or positive comments to share. I will say that I was fortunate enough to meet Karen in the Passion Test Certification realm. That's where we first connected with each other, was doing the heart-based work around discovering or rediscovering your passions, those things that bring you joy, your gifts to give to the world. And we've worked together, assisting in facilitation, and I was so excited when I saw that she had published My Life Through the Seasons, a Wisdom Journal and Planner. So I reached out to her and said I would love to share her current work and this new project with the world. So I'm very thankful that she's spending some time with us today to talk about how to build emotional intelligence through journaling, resiliency, and other exciting topics. So, Karen, thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, thank you, Melanie. You're so sweet. I love that we get to be together. Wonderful. And it's so great that actually you're talking about passion, because obviously you have a passion for doing this blogging and this radio show. And I love that you found that. I love that, and you're sparking people. That is so cool.
Well, thank you. And the funny thing is, when I did my first passion test, one of my markers was to have a radio show. And this I forgot about, because you know, you put your markers away sometimes and then you don't look at them for a while. And about 6 months after my certification, someone had said to me, well, congratulations, because that was one of your markers. I said, what? So I went back and sure enough, I did say that. So it's another testament to the power of the passion test. And I'm going to jump
ahead.
That
is wonderful.
I'm excited to see how you've enrolled, included your passions as part of your Wisdom Journal and Planner. But before we get there, question. Jump with me.
Yes.
What do you want listeners to know about Dr. Karen Lumen?
Well, I call myself, Melanie, I call myself a passion catalyst. And I help people work through transitions. So a transition life coach, transition work coach. I'm helping people to move through small and large transitions in their life. And, you know, I am very blessed to also be able to call myself a global director of the Passion Test programs. I work with Janet Bray Atwood. I work with phenomenal master trainers all around the world. I get to work with 3,000 or more Passion Test facilitators. And that whole process of finding your passions is really what has led me to also figuring out that I needed to do something about this concept called a wisdom journal and planner. So that's a little bit about me. Is that enough, Melanie?
That's a great start, Karen. So
okay,
let's build on that a little bit. So how did you discover your passion for your current, well, you have multiple roles, so we'll say your current work contribution in the world?
Right. So if I can just go back in time for just a moment, you know, I used to be in education. I used to be an administrator. I was a teacher. And then I was an administrator, and I really burned out. So what happened for me is I completely kind of cut off my heart from my head. And that is what got me to really looking for how to fill myself up. And I went through a year of going through like a bucket list that I had, and then realizing one of my passions was to become a life coach with my husband. And so finding a tool, which became the Passion Test as an intake tool, is what led me to become a facilitator and what led me into, you know, first I was the director and then I was also now I'm a master trainer as well. Because what you learn about this process called the Passion Test is you learn how to say yes to what is important to you. You know, you basically are when, if Melanie, for example, was to take you through your passions, she's going to help you come up with your top five passions. And then you're going to learn how to basically, anytime you have a choice, decision, or opportunity, which Melanie, as we know, is constantly, we get to say yes to those things that are important to us and then say no to everything else. So how did I discover my passion for my work? Well, it's kind of been a path. And that's the beauty of the Passion Test, is that when you follow your passions, you might not even know what your purpose or your destiny is, but if you just say yes to following your passions and allowing them to come to fruition, that's when your destiny kind of unfolds. You're living, by living your passions, you are living your destiny. And so that's actually really what I have found, Melanie, is my true passion is to help activate people to live their fullest potential. So in every way that I do it, that's always my underlying core value of what I want to help and support people in doing.
Oh my gosh, we could have been twins, Karen, I think, because I listen to you and I'm thinking, check, that's what I do, check. I add a component around brain-friendly ways to live your passions, how to get your brain and mind on board to create success so that it's not working against you, in addition to following your heart, but listening to working with people in transitions to create success outcomes. And I think that's why I connected with you when we went through our certifications, because at the core, we have the same values and beliefs about people and making a difference in the world, which you absolutely are. So thank you for that.
As are you.
Thank you.
Ditto.
So as part of your work journey, in addition to what you do in helping people rediscover or discover their passions, what brings them joy, You also work at Quantum Leap Coaching, and what you do there is also helps people improve multiple I also work in multiple intelligence, so I apologize. I'll probably slip again. Emotional intelligence. And in our recall, we talked a little bit about how you can build emotional intelligence, and you can do it with through resiliency, through journaling. So now that I've thrown three questions at you at once, let me back up to tell me, is there anything else you'd like to add about what you do at Quantum Leap Coaching? And then we'll look specifically at building emotional intelligence.
Well, actually, I think it's a great question, because what I kept finding and what I keep finding is that when I'm working with my coaching clients, there was a moment where I would be asking people, so how do you feel? What is underneath this? And it was like really a stumping point for many folks. And we would have one or two words for, you know, I'm happy or I'm sad. What other words? So like helping people to develop their literacy around even just stating what their feelings are is a huge thing. Being able to help people with understanding that we have this sense of there's an overemphasis right now, I believe, Melanie, that the world has to be, as a man or a woman, it's very much about doing. And we're so out of balance. So many of my clients who I work with through Quantum Leap Coaching, and also in the Passion Test world, there's a lot of folks who feel overwhelmed. And so there's a sense of overwhelm, like people are overworked. They feel like they don't know even what to put their attention on. Even with knowing, it's like they're stuck, right? And they are unable to really go deep enough to be able to develop and share what is it that's underneath this initial maybe feeling. Because what I'm finding, Melanie, is that when we really explore our feelings, there's like 5, 6, 7 different feelings that are going on almost simultaneously if we keep digging. And so what inspired me to actually move from this idea of I would give everyone, my clients, other people's journals. I'd say, okay, have you ever journaled? And the blank journal would completely overwhelm people who were not comfortable with journaling. And those that were journalers, I didn't sense that they had a lot of time. So what I did was I created a journal specifically for busy people and deep thinkers. And the reason I did that is because, again, there is this, we are out of balance with how much we believe, at least I believe, that many of us, I will include myself in this, think we have to do. So there's this doing aspect, that's the masculine energy. And we have forgotten to bring in the feminine energy. And so that's the being energy. That's the intuitive, the sensual, the sensate. It's the feeling side, the creative side. We really have down the logical, the linear, the sequential, and the action. What we don't have is a true integration of the left and the right hemispheres, because when I talk about the feminine and the masculine, it's really, we're talking about our left and our right hemispheres of our brain. And so if you are into any of the brain science, Jill Bolte Taylor, you know, when she had her stroke, one side of her brain was not functioning. She was totally in her right brain, the feeling place. And not at all into, because her left brain was not functioning. So it's really an interesting, we need both. We need the left and the right. What we don't need right now, I think, is an out of balance overwhelmed personality and being that we have right now. We have a lot of humans who are doing rather than being. So I'm looking how to help people find greater balance, or I think the word really is not balance, but harmony. And Melanie, I don't know what you think about that, but that's how I felt, is that harmony is about how each of us will integrate the feminine in with the masculine, or the right with the left part of our brain, so that we can develop a fuller, richer, more deeper and more deeply grounded place for ourselves, so that we do have a sense of resiliency. Because, you know, resilience is just about how do you, having some, a well of tools and support that you can tap into when you are feeling completely overwhelmed. And what I noticed also, Melanie, is that people are very, there's a nature deficit. I mean, we are so disconnected from the outdoors. So bringing back in the seasons, helping bring the seasons, use and tap into the seasons is this beautiful metaphor to feel more connected, you know, spiritually and physically to the changing seasons, to help people see that whatever is happening outside of us is actually also an example, a metaphor for what might be happening, what might be happening inside of us. So I'll stop talking for a minute, Melanie. Do you want to say or add anything?
Again, I'm just going to reiterate some things as I'm smiling. I'm like, oh, I got to write some notes down, because I do agree that for many of us in many cultures, the idea of being human doings, that we are, mm-hmm. we measure achievement and success by our human doings, and sometimes miss the opportunity to live as human beings and to focus on
right.
the being and the
yeah.
experience that we're having, which, as you were talking about, the harmony between the intellectual, the linear, the problem-solving, and the creative and the emotional, that
yeah.
the word that came to me was integration, which then you use several sentences after that, is to truly have it. Because there are times when you need more of one than another. There are times mm-hmm. when being able to shift easily between the two is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And my son
yeah.
being a musician has helped me have even more appreciation than I had before for the idea of silence,
mm.
part of music, as sometimes dissonance
mm-hmm.
resolves itself in chords.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
be able to think of that analogy, and everything is, it would be nice if everything was harmonic all the time. The reality is it won't be. And then how do you honor that and move towards that more comfortable sounding chord, that harmony of, and I also am energized when I actually can be outside in nature. And it truly, the energy is different when you are actually
yeah.
in nature itself, best, or
that's,
at least can connect
mm-hmm.
with images, sounds of nature. So that's also part of what intrigued me when I looked at the way that you put this journal together, to truly honor and help people understand the value of being a human being, and to really move the shift off of external reinforcement of achievement to that internal knowing, or living the journey of doing what you love, which is your gift to the world. And I think that we adopted our son, and that's one of the reasons that we were brought together, is because
mm-hmm.
he had the confidence to follow his passion, which is music, performance and teaching. And it's not a traditional route that is viewed as successful in terms of,
mm-hmm.
oh, you should be an accountant or be a, again, going back to those achievements, versus really listening inside yourself and to be able to discover that, either when you're growing up through your teens or if you're 75, to be able to come
mm-hmm.
back to that
great.
Center. So the idea of having a journal and a planner, the idea of deep thinkers, because we don't give ourselves time to do that.
Yeah.
One of the challenges that I find with my clients is that they're human that doings and they're so busy. I wrote an article called When Busy is Easy, and we just do, which keeps us emotionally numb. And then we sort of wake up one day and say, where has my life gone?
Right.
So that,
gosh, that's so true, Melanie. Yeah,
so
it's really, really true.
It is. And so I think the people like you and the other Passion Test facilitators, people who are working to help people rediscover that spiritual energy, to be able to live their truth of what they can do to make a difference in the world is so important. And to be able to do so in a way that honors the whole person. And that's what really excited me when I first read about your journal. So now I get to stop talking. And anything else you want to add before we talk about how you came about creating My Life Through the Seasons, the Wisdom Journal?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do. When you're talking, what I'm realizing is that I actually created this journal for people who are in the helping profession because of this feeling of overwhelm. Like there's so, in the last, 4 years or so, it just seems like people have gotten more and more stressed. And so the helping professionals, which are the coaches, which are the therapists, the psychologists, which are the educators, which are the people who are working in hospitals and in any kind of healthcare facility, you know, whether it's rehab centers or whatever it is, people are feeling really stressed because there's more and more of the what has been under the ground, which is a discord, that out of balance masculine energy kind of really getting out there to the point where it's so painful now for people that it's also for the, for individuals in the self-care, for self-care and in healthcare to actually provide better care for themselves as well as for the people, their clients that they work with. That's really key because honestly, Melanie, if we're going to help others, we have to be helping ourselves. We have to be taking exquisite care of ourselves. And even if it's only for 10 or 15 minutes, we can take exquisite care. I mean, I can tell you so many stories of people who, when they start on this using this journal, have felt an incredible, I guess I would say it's like an explosion of, oh my gosh, I can be myself. There's this exploration and explosion of being authentic. It's that, and that's also, when you can express yourself more deeply, when you can say what's really going on, when you can allow your creativity to flow, that's what I've heard from people is that they have really allowed themselves to be much more fully themselves. And what a joy that is, and what a relief that is, Melanie, right? Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, Karen. And I've noticed a similar pattern, and from that, I want to say, has it really been 6 months? I did the beta test for the Superwoman Sanctuary, which is an online membership group that I work with, because we are super women trying to make it in a system, and in some cases change the system so that it does honor us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you. And I'm excited about Life Through the Seasons to that group of women because they all agree that self-care, when you go back to lessons you learned as a child, became used as selfish, viewed as selfish, that you're supposed to put other people first and take care of other people. Well, that's nice when you're trying to learn sharing when you're in the ages of that 2 to 6 or 7. But then when it continues and you internalize that, so anytime you do self-care, you think, oh, this is being selfish, so you step away. So it's really about a paradigm shift for women particularly around the idea that I can honor myself and care for myself because I can better care for other people. And it is a slow journey for a lot of us. And I also believe, as Richard Bach said in his book, Illusions, is we teach that which we most need to learn. So by leading that group and meditating with that group, it keeps me, keeps it top of mind for me, which is one of the things that in talking about when we have that daily practice of spending some time in reflection, in planning, and what we can gain by that. So looking at being, because I have been, I was a teacher in an earlier part of my career. I'm a trainer and a coach now. So when you were talking about this being for healthcare professionals, because, we are exhausted, and being able to have those moments or that practice. So one of the things that is interesting is that this is a quarter at a time. So before I ask about that, do you want to describe what's different about my life through the seasons, a wisdom journal and planner?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, there is no other journal and planner that I have seen like this, which is connected to the seasons. Okay, so that's the first piece. Because every season, so a journal is for 3 months. So, for example, the spring journal that we're in, it goes from April through the end of June. And then the summer journal, and each journal has a particular focus. So spring is about money and prosperity. It's really about abundance thinking. And think about the spring. It's about blossoming. Things are starting to grow. Because winter was all about self-love. And that's an internal, quiet, reflective time, right? And then we have summer, which is about relationships. And it's relationships to yourself. It's relationships to your friends, family, and to your partner. And then and that's kind of that blossoming out and really into the world. Okay, so you can think about nature also as connected, because that's when things are really starting to fruit and the bulbs are out and the flowers are blooming, and you've got your vegetables and you got all kinds of things happening, and you have animals foraging and they're having their babies. There's all kinds of stuff happening because it's a rich time. And then fall comes, and fall is the focus is on health and well-being. And that obviously is about the harvest and the time taking in all the things that have blossomed, and now we're going to can them, or we're going to hold them, and we're going to kind of take in some of the nutrients of what we've actually been blossoming out there, either our creative endeavors, whether it's an actual project or whether it's an actual plant that we have seen or whatever it is that we have been growing. Now we're looking at putting it to, to bed, right? So we're mulching, letting it lay fallow, and we're allowing things to kind of nurture internally again, so that we can then go into the winter. So that's the big, there's four seasons each year. There's the same topics, but the questions, there's always one question that you are asked every day. And so when you open up your journal, there's maybe 5 or 6 pages to kind of set the tone. And I think those pages are really important, because then you kind of go, okay, I see where this is, kind of what the whole intention of the journal is about. And each question then on a daily basis, there's one page really to connect in with your feelings. You set your intention. There's an affirmation. There's an intention. And you can, if you like, there's a whole list of words for intentions. And you can also, if you like, oracle cards, then you can always use oracle cards. If you don't, then just choose a word that comes to you. and you set the intention for the day. So everything becomes much more focused and grounded just by doing that. And then there's a number of questions about how you're feeling. And so the questions, I work with a number of therapists to really help uncover what is going on with one's feelings. And, you know, first it starts with, well, how are you feeling? And then there's a feeling list. And that's also helpful, I think, Melanie, to find a list of, there's two pages of words to help you uncover what are some of your feelings. Because again, remember I said, it's not just one word. It's often many feelings that are, if you continue to kind of look within, it's like turning this orb or this jewel, and you see all these different beautiful sides that are like, oh my gosh, there's this. You know, I'm feeling sad. Oh yeah, but I'm also feeling at peace. And what else? And then, you know, I'm also feeling kind of feeling happy that I actually, you know, there's some happiness here as well. And you continue to look. And then there's a question about what situation or thoughts triggered that feeling. So you're giving yourself permission to really notice what is going on. And then the next question is, what is the feeling telling me about what I need in this situation? So that you can actually then take some action. Because I think a lot of times when we're not clear about why we're feeling a certain way, we kind of get in this stuck place. So once we know, oh, well, I just need to breathe, or I need to actually go and support this person because I keep thinking about them. Or I need to go out and call them and just say, hey, how you doing? I love you. Or whatever it is. And then there's always room for gratitude. So there's a gratitude. So that's one page. And then the other page is really about that day and what kind of action and planning you want to do. And then at the end of that day is a reflective moment, which sometimes I do that evening, or often I find myself doing it the next day, which is looking at what had meaning for me the day before, what were there any magical moments, any synchronicities, and then I look at what do I keep ignoring, which is also very good to reflect on. And I have to say, Melanie, you know, you were saying something about we're all people working with others who are doing fabulous things. We have to take care of ourselves. I'm using this journal because I believe if I'm going to talk about it, I have to use it. And I do believe that I can feel now, this is my fourth, going into my fifth month of using this journal. I can tell you that my brain feels different. Like I feel I am tapping into different aspects of my brain that I wasn't before. I hear people telling me that they feel more grounded, far more connected to themselves. There's this level of intentionality and happiness that people are finding that they can tap into. There's far less overwhelm. Not to say that we don't still feel some overwhelm, but it's far less. It like helps you to connect to what's real for yourself, so that each of us can really be who we truly are rather than what we think we're supposed to be. And man, does that kind of release all kinds of residual heaviness and let the light shine. So again, I'll stop talking, Melanie, and let you say something.
Pick out some gems, because you had a lot of them in there, and you think you're right that we don't honor those deeper feelings. We don't take the time to uncover them. And mm-hmm. one of the pieces I co-authored with she was my coach first, and then we were colleagues. And we would have clients who would worry. And when somebody tells you to stop worrying, it doesn't work. It's like, I'm getting worried. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to tell me to stop, I got to call another coach, because this is just how I'm wired.
So true.
Mm-hmm. And one of the key pieces in this process is to do the things you're talking about, which is name it, and then to give a weight to it,
on a scale of 1 to 10, because once you put a measurement to something, you at least have a target. But the key piece that people find that they've never thought about is, what else am I feeling when I'm worried? There is often a whole network of other emotions connected to that worry. And so giving people, like you do in the book, a list of emotions they can choose from. And they're like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. Because we don't, we live in those six basic emotions that are in the Inside Out, the Disney movie. And unfortunately, they left out, it was one of the basic six. They rolled it into something else. But we tend to talk in that happy, bad, fearful kind of language, and there's so much more, which is what I appreciate that a lot, that you give people here those choices. And for some of them, they've never thought about it before. Google's a wonderful thing, or Bing if you use that, to just go out and search. I love the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary. So people can go look them up without having to ask, and it expands the precision with which they are looking internally at how they're feeling about something and how they want to feel. And very often coaches are the stuff that help you move from where you are to where you want to be. And so that increased awareness, the questions and identifying the feelings. And again, we often don't take the time because we're just do.
That's so true. So true. You know, Melanie, you're now you're triggering another thought. Brené Brown, she has written a book called Dare to Lead. And in that book, it's all about how can the leader really become and be more authentic and real. And to me, I believe that I did my dissertation on servant leadership. And to me, that is really about being transparent and real with people and allowing what people have to say as guiding you rather than you having this idea of what everyone needs. And I think the transparency, being real, being respectful are all aspects of how you can develop your own literacy, your own emotional literacy using this journal. So whether you're a leader, whether you're, you know, in the health profession or you're in any, I mean, it doesn't matter. You can, as an individual, if you just feel overwhelmed, then, and you feel like you are feeling separate, you have some fear, I think then this journal is definitely right up your alley, especially if you can connect to the outdoors and have some affinity for really seeing that nature is kind of a larger container for us, that we are not alone, that we actually are being held by this beautiful container called nature, the universe, whatever, divine intelligence, whatever we want to call it, but it's something definitely bigger than us. And I think that, you know, Melanie, when you talked about the groups that you're working with, it's so, I love hearing this. You're the second person who's just told me about a group that is using the journal. One friend of mine who just visited was saying, she told everyone about the journal and they all bought it. And they're like, let's start a women's circle and use the journal as a, you know, stepping off point to begin our conversation because of the questions that are in there. And I thought, oh, that is so wonderful. You know, so it could be even you can go to the website, seasonalwisdomjournal.com, and there's a little guide that I have put on there that people can just download. And it's, if you're a group leader, if you're an individual, or if you're a therapist, how can you use the journal? There's plenty of examples of how to do that. So you should perhaps consider at least going to the website and downloading that and see if that helps you. Melanie, sorry, you were saying something. And
It's all about conversational and the synchronicity of what we're inspired to say. So I'm all about let's follow the inspired path. as we do these interviews. And I think it's awesome that you put that there to help people use this tool, not only for themselves individually, and also to use it with the client, the group that they're supporting and caring for and working with to help go deeper in this process. And since you mentioned, or before you go online, one of the things I wanted to connect with was the open space that you have for notes, doodles, inspiration, and more, because for those people who, there are people who like lines to write on, and then there are people who like the open space to create. And I have to explain that in one of my notes pages I hand out in my seminars, because it's half lined and half blank, and people are like, this is weird. So I tell them why, and then they're like, oh, I get it. Because half, you know, there may be people at the table who are doodling and drawing, and the other half are writing neatly on the lines. And so it's honoring both groups, both perspectives, and offering the space for both, which I found really exciting because I rarely see that. And so the other piece that was a positive for me was looking at the gratitude that's there, that's included every day, which Sean Aker talks about, and a lot of other authors do too, the connection between gratitude and happiness. And we sometimes, again, are so busy doing that we forget to be and to truly feel the gratitude for the things that are going well, because we are so disproportionately fed information about what goes wrong and the problem.
Right.
And we miss those pauses, those micro meditations, moments where you can, especially in those moments of overwhelm, to look at what went right. What's going well? How did I make a difference? And that's another piece that you included here. That as you're looking at reflecting back, you know, what were those ha-has, magical moments for the previous week? So there's so many gems in this book that I also, you brought up the being able to go online. And the other exciting piece for some people is going to be the fact that you don't have to buy a paper copy. I happen to like the act of writing.
Yeah, me too.
That's for me, because we tend to remember better what we write. Other people prefer to have something less bulky. So can you talk about your decision to have both the online option and the print book?
Sure. So I have a friend who has MS. And one of the things that we had talked about quite a bit was, one, she cannot write in a book. So you can get and access the journal through Amazon, because it's basically print on demand, and you can get as many as you like. And then if you do get the journal, you actually get access to a special link that's in the book. So you can also download the PDF fillable version, because what I'm also, you know, even doing only 3 months, Melanie, it's 202 pages. It's a lot of pages. It's a book for sure. So if people are traveling, the other reason is I wanted people to have an option that they not stop this practice, because to me, this is a reflective embodiment practice. And when I say a reflective embodiment, it's like you have to embody these questions and this practice of, you know, for me, it's the journal, it's setting the, getting my intention and pulling an oracle card and getting my day set and then looking at how I'm feeling and all those things that we talked about. And then it's really about, do I do a meditation? And I typically do for myself. For others, it might be dance. For others, and I also like to exercise. So then I do an exercise. So this is a reflective embodiment practice. And each of us, the way we're going to do it, it's like the journal becomes the central hub, which integrates all the things that we use, all of our tools, into one place, so that, you know, instead of having 5,000 post-it notes everywhere, you have just one book where you know, you've kind of checked in with yourself, and then you also have this list of things that you might want to be doing for the day. And then you also know that I bookend it with a meditation and maybe some exercise. And then that is, you know, and for each of us, it will look different. Maybe it's reading a spiritual book, or maybe it's dancing, maybe it's walking out and sitting out in your backyard. It's whatever it is for each of us, right? So that's that piece could be that you take your printable, or your PDF fillable journal, and you go outside and you type it into your phone or your iPad. So the idea was to make it as accessible and easy to access as possible. And that's why I did it as a printed journal. And there is a lot of studies that show that when you do write, it does actually create a different potential for healing. It's even more so than when you type. However, I do understand we are busy people and deep thinkers, and we're moving all over the place and traveling. So it's nice to have some options.
That it is.
So that's why I did it. Yes. So that's why I did it. And Melanie, the other exciting thing is that for the summer journal, one of the things that I also noted is that when I was working with a lot of therapists who are using the journal, there was a question about, well, some people understand feeling, but some also don't. And so another way to explore it is through body sensations. So I now have in the summer journal a whole nother list of body sensations, which sounds, you know, which could be like, you know, do you feel tingly? Do you feel contracted? Do you feel, let's say so the body sensation could be nauseous, you know, so what are the body sensations, which then can also help you connect to what might be the feeling. So I've expanded on that for summer and going forward into the fall.
My colleague,
so always changing things.
Yes, it's evolving, which is exciting. And being able to honor what your body's trying to tell you, which, again, when you're a human doing, you miss the messaging until it becomes critical, which is that, you know, the majority of our illnesses are stress-based because we drive our bodies at a level they are not designed for. We never come back to that homeostasis, that calm level, or we rarely do. We tend to live like there's a lion chasing us most of the day, which is very hard on our system, as you know. So being able to help people tune into, is there a tightness in your chest? Is there that queasiness in your stomach? Are you lightheaded? What are the different signals that you're getting? So I'm looking forward to my summer one now to take a look at that.
Good.
And being able to adjust it more than annually, I think, is another beautiful part of the way that you designed this. So you can make those evolutionary changes faster than if it's one big book for the year.
Oh, that's great, and that is true. That's absolutely true. And the other wonderful thing is that, you know, I'm going to be doing an I want to learn more about what are some of the outcomes for people. And I know that one of your questions was really to ask me, what are some of the outcomes? And I can tell you what people are telling me, but I actually want to quantify it. And I'm actually going to be sending out a survey the end of this month asking people, what are they noticing? What is, you know, starting from when they began to where they are now, what are some of the things that they can reflect on that they can tell is different? Because, you know, some people are saying that they feel more focused, that they feel like they actually are bringing in and manifesting more money, which is so cool. Other people are just saying that they are actually taking the time to actually notice how they feel, which allows them to actually feel so much more connected to themselves and then be able to share it and feel more connected to others, which is fantastic, because one of the things that I really wanted to support people in was to feel, instead of feeling separated, I want people to feel more connected to themselves as well as to others. Because here's the deal, Melanie, when it comes right to my honest intention is that by doing this journal, we will find and create greater peace on the planet. And it has to start with ourselves. It really does. Everybody else, and wish that, you know, we had a different government, that we had a different, you know, boss, that we had a different partner, blah, blah, blah. It's not that. It's really about helping us to reconnect and rediscover ourselves in a way so that inner resiliency is developed. And I think it's going to take many, many moons. Because in the calendar, you know, each month has a calendar that indicates what's happening celestially with the moon, with, you know, is there a solar eclipse? There's a meteor shower. And it's so neat to be able to go, oh my gosh, hey, I just have to step outside and remember that I'm connected to something so much bigger than just me. And that can be a real gift for people. So I'm actually very, very excited. And, you know, the other thing, Melanie, is that one of the things that I'm finding is collaborate with me, which is so awesome. I have a therapist who wants to create an integrated family systems journal. So next year, so we're starting the end of this month to develop a whole new track of journals. So people who are therapists in the integrated family system model can use this with their clients. How cool is that? I have a rehab center who wants to work with me, and we're creating a specific wisdom journal and planner for their rehabilitation center. And what an amazing, I see, my vision is that if I can collaborate with as many people as possible around the world, it's like the Chicken Soup for the Soul Wisdom Journal. And, you know, we are going to, like, if you have a particular group, Melanie, and you have, and you want to really hone it in, I want to work with people because I know that I have a certain niche, but it's going to take a lot of us doing this work, adapting it to the people who they work with and play with so that we can really spread this and make this a process and a shift that will help us to truly build our emotional resiliency, help us build and find greater peace inside of us and outside of us. You know, I think to me, we all need to work together. So I'm in for the big haul. I'm really excited about it.
That is awesome. Congratulations on all of those collaborations. And that's just the beginning, because this just launched in January of this year, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're only in the second quarter of the year, and that is so, so exciting. The other thing that resonated is when you were talking about that, you know, starting within yourself to make peace in the world, and that, you know, be the change you want to see in the world, which mm-hmm. I think is Gandhi. And the other quote is the same concept, is when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at mm-hmm. change, which is Wayne Dyer. And I love that because, you know, trying to help my growing teenage brain that lives in my house to see, because he catastrophizes first. And so it's like most teen brains, if they're emotional mm-hmm. first, they haven't matured that prefrontal cortex. And so helping take mm-hmm. a breath and step back and look at how else could this be perceived? What might the other person be thinking, which is the empathy part, to get outside of yourself. Because when you only look at the world from behind your own eyeballs, you miss a lot. Although it's valuable right. what you experience, there's so many other perspectives out there that when we connect and collaborate and are open to hearing it doesn't mean we have to agree with it, just to appreciate their bringing their experience to a problem or a situation, and to be more open in how we communicate that, because then we all win when we work together. That's my personal philosophy, is we accomplish so much more when we are working together towards a common goal rather than my way or the highway kind of thinking. And I think as we have more women entrepreneurs, I'm seeing that in the way that they're doing business, in the way that they want to collaborate with other businesses, because there's plenty of abundance for all of us. And when we can synergize together, my favorite word, that we really can make a bigger difference. Karen, we only have about 4 minutes left. Do you believe that?
What?
Where did the hour go? I don't
know.
So before we go, there were a couple things. What if there was one tip you could offer someone as they start to use this, the My Life Through the Seasons Wisdom Journal and Planner, is there a tip that you could give them? Because this is a different way of looking at your life experience and the process of journaling. What would you suggest?
Sure. So I would suggest immediately signing up and getting the emails, because they help to remind you to go deeper and in different ways. So if you go to seasonalwisdomjournal.com, I think that's really helpful. You can always get the printed journal on Amazon. But I think another tip is what you were saying, is working with other groups. And I believe that when you have other people to talk to, and I actually did, and it's up on my website, theseasonalwisdomjournal.com, there are 4 calls that I did, and I call them weekly wisdom calls. And I think those are also very helpful to listen to. They're only 30 minutes long, and I think they're extremely effective in giving people a deeper and more robust understanding of how to use the journal. And then also, and you hear people's experiences and how we play with them. And then also, there is the, I think it's really helpful if you want to, I'm going to be doing these weekly wisdom calls in the future, starting probably in July. And that will be to support people. But if you have a group, like you, Melanie, have a group, work with them, play with them, talk with people about your journal experience. Email me. I'm happy to, you know, do anything with anyone about and to support. And I think the other thing I would just suggest is don't give up. Even if you miss a couple of days in your journal, it's okay. Remember, you know, things, we know you're busy. So it's all about helping you to just go, okay, let's come back to your reflective embodiment practice. Listen to your heart, you know, see what works well for you. Take the time. If 15 minutes you can do, great. 10 minutes, if you want, if you're a person who wants to light a candle, make it a long half hour, go for it. Whatever works for you. What I just would suggest is that you step in and practice, because when I don't, if I don't do the journal, I can immediately tell. So I'm pretty much locked in now. So that would be my first suggestions. And Melanie, you might have others yourself. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think you covered a lot of them, and that is be patient when you try something new, and to find those reminders, because you're rewiring your brain with new pathways of and building a new habit. And all of the things that you shared help people to do that and to give yourself permission to slip. That's totally normal. And it's all about developing a new habit. Karen, on the show notes for today, there's your seasonalwisdomjournal.com. There's the Amazon link. If people have questions for you, what is the best way to connect with you?
They can email me at info@seasonalwisdomjournal.com, and I will happily respond. I also suggest that people go to the website and they can download a sampler of the journal. So you can actually hopefully we're going to, I should have in the next day, the new summer sampler that will be uploaded so you can actually see that as well. And you're more than welcome to connect with me. So happy to answer any questions. And, you know, we're growing this and would love to collaborate. So if you have an idea, you have talk to me. I'm here.
Wonderful. And there are great resources at seasonalwisdomjournal.com. And so I really encourage people to at least take a look and to try the sampler and just to look at if the course of a week, you know, what is it that you notice when you try this? And connect with Karen, because your energy is so amazing, Karen, in terms of being positive, of being compassionate, and being passionate about supporting people on the journey of life. So as we
That's what it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, that's exactly it. The journey of life. You got it.
There we go. What are, if you had to list just three important ideas that you would like people to walk away from this interview? I loved your language about a reflective embodiment process. I loved that. Are there, what are two or three most important ideas you would like listeners to take away from listening to us today?
That you learn and want to connect to yourself in such a way that you can bring out your, what I'm going to call the divine feminine with the masculine, with that beautiful sacred masculine energy. That to me is, every one of us has a special dance with those energies. And I would just invite each of you to really play with that, because you know, we're only in this body this one time. Our souls might come back, but in this body, let's take it and really allow ourselves to live as deeply and as powerfully as possible to really activate who we are and our greatest potential. And I think that's when we become more robust in allowing our full expression. And that's going to look different for each of us. So how cool is that? And I guess the last thing I would say, Melanie, is that find, you know, we only do these things when we feel like we're in some pain. So take the moment to really get if you're great, because if you're great, then it's awesome. You can use this journal even because this is a simple and powerful journal. And if you're great, then it'll keep you feeling great. If you're feeling really stuck, it's going to help you to move through that stuckness and to allow yourself to unveil more of who you are. So it's kind of like a win-win. You can't lose. You can only gain. So I say, check it out. Explore it.
Thank you, Karen, and I would echo that. Anytime that we can go deeper and explore who we are and to live in joy and do what we love and can really connect with ourselves and to better connect with others, the whole world is a better place just by starting with that process. So congratulations on getting this out there in the world. I am so excited that we had a chance to talk and share this with people. And please go visit Karen. Go to seasonalwisdomjournal.com. Connect with Karen. Share your ideas. And I'm hoping that somewhere soon down the road we'll connect again, either with new versions of this through the scenes or a new project. It's been an honor and a privilege, Karen, to be with you today. And thank you for your flexibility with some of our technical issues before we started. I will probably leave that on there because it tells people, you know what, you can make mistakes and still do podcasts. It's all okay.
That's right. Exactly. And thank you so much, Melanie, for helping to spark people and connect people to myself and to you and to all the great work that you're doing. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, listeners, I invite you and encourage you to take action on at least one thing that you heard in this interview with Dr. Karen Lubin today, and to make that positive change. One step, one action starts the process that strikes the match that ignites the positive change in your life. Please share this link with others that you think would be interested in hearing it. The recording is available as soon as we end the call. So thanks again for being here. I look forward to being with you again. And remember, and I hope that you continue to make the unique difference in the world that only you can make, that you choose to create and enjoy amazing days as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch. Bye for now.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.